Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
Today we're clearing the air on elopements. Writing this chapter prompted me to start thinking about a future book, The Rebel's Guide to Eloping, because there's so much confusion around weddings and elopements. And, well, here we are now. I've committed myself to writing two books. I should actually drag my beautiful wife, Brit, in on the second book because she's the elopement queen. She's got all the thoughts and opinions because she runs the elopement collective. So that's another thing. Lord knows how many will come after that. Anyway, as always, your comments and reviews are always welcome as I write this book in public or as I read this book in public to you on the podcast. Tell Rebel those things. Out front of the shadows in the full light of day. Join me on the email as well to get the full lot of day right next to an email from your boss. Go to rebels.guide in your web browser and click subscribe. And if you're just joining us now, the earlier chapter, the earlier podcast is on how people like you get married. Or you can start at the very start by following the links, rebels.guide.
Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
Welcome to a chapter on elopements. This is a short note on elopements because I've got a whole other book I'm thinking about now. But I'm planning a wedding. I wanted to be sure about how a wedding is different to an elopement. Please hear me clearly. An elopement is not a wedding. An elopement is not a small wedding. An intimate wedding is not an elopement. A micro wedding, not an elopement. An elopement wedding, I don't know what that is, but it's not an elopement. A wedding is a wedding. And trust me when you hear this, you're not going to believe it. An elopement is an elopement. Now, here's how they differ. A wedding is an event that you host for your favorite people. Although you've got professionals doing the hosting, you know, maybe you're like, I'm your celebrant, your MC, maybe you've got your band and catering. It's an event that you're hosting and you invite people to. As much as it's your wedding, it's for them. You're hosting them. Now, an elopement's different. An elopement is for you. Other people, like close friends and family, might be there, they might attend, but it's not for them. An elopement is more like a birthing space. Not everyone gets an invite into the hospital or wherever you're giving birth. It's a sacred and intimate space where we craft a marriage without the spotlight and pizzazz. Now, both are great options, please hear me. But you can't fit a wedding into an elopement, and you can't stretch an elopement into a wedding. They are different events with different purposes and different intentions. You probably already know if one or the other is for you, and it's not really for me to move you either way. That's our commitment at the Elopement Collective, my wife's business. We actively turn people away because they don't want to elope. They think they want to, but they actually want a small wedding, and that's fine. Like, have that. But the people that want a wedding, that's what this book is for, The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And if you're going to have a wedding, please, for the love of God, have an intentional wedding. An elopement would be one of the most intentional getting married decisions you can make, but it is not a wedding.
The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
Have you considered running away from a wedding to elope? I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether you have done it or whether you're thinking about it. Comment at therebels.guide.
Of The Rebel's Guide at the website www.therebels.guide and on social media at Hello Josh Withers. The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married is created by Josh Withers. Music by Jeremiah Buzniak. This has been a Withers XYZ production. Unless you didn't like it, which is weird because you're still listening.